contracts do you have for truck drivers?
What do I have for truck drivers? Are you your truck drivers? Well, he's got the physique. He's clearly getting a discount at Bucky's, isn't he? Fucking hell. Look at that. And so, what are you out? Is this like a works do? Are you discussing business? Like, where's the best place to stop? What's the best way to murder a prostitute? What do you drive then? What's in the back?
Overweight, no callers. Like tankers.
Overweight, no callers.
Tankers full of milk and they're overweight. Like they're super heavy.
They're full of milk and they're overweight. That's half the people in this fucking room. They're full of milk. You're milkmen. I didn't think we had milkmen anymore, but you're fucking milkmen. Obviously on a larger scale, but nevertheless, you're driving milk round. Okay. And is it like gasoline? Do they just have one big pump that comes out? Oh, they should have gone with novelty udders underneath the tanker that you could have gone and a little milk bucket. How many gallons do you need? We're going to be here a while. This is fucking huge. I feel bad for the little fella in the middle. Hello. Are you driving a truck or are you one of the things that hangs from the rearview mirror? What the fuck are you? Why are you here with the bigger boys? What's... Are they making you drink a beer? You don't have to have a beer if you don't want to have a beer. You don't... I feel there's some peer pressure going on here. This poor fella's fucking squashed in. He's only brought him so he looks normal size. What's your name, my friend?
KJ.
KJ. Yeah. Yeah, let's not fuck around. Let's not give him a name he's going to have to pronounce. Just a couple of letters. He's got a shot at spelling this. KJ. Okay. If only it had been KY. If only. And what do you do for fun, KJ?
All I do is work, pretty much.
All you do is work.
I don't really do a lot of fun.
Oh. You've got to get out there. You've got to have a little bit of fun.
You got to pay the bills.
You're not paying for anything. You don't do anything. The fuck is going on? Also, I'm going to say it, because it's difficult for your friends to say it, but I don't know you. But I like you because you're at my show. You've got to drink less of the milk. It's quite... Switched to 2%. He drives the 2% truck. I've got a feeling you're full fat. He's 2%. He's driving fucking oat milk. Genuinely, we got any lesbians in? There's one there. What's your name? Jennifer. Are you with a partner, Jennifer, on your own? What's going on? Who are you here with, Jennifer? A man? Has there been some kind of mix-up, Jennifer? Has he just found out you're a lesbian? He might be quite disappointed. Sir, what's your name, sir?
Keith.
Hi, Keith. If you had to describe your vagina, would you say it's an outie? What, sorry?
Yes.
Jennifer, I'm not sure you're a lesbian, love. Maybe you've just got a bad haircut.
What else? I'm denied of my sense of touch alone. Tell if the dude has a condom on.
Can a vagina, by sense of touch alone, tell if a guy has a condom on? Yeah. I mean, can your penis tell if there's a condom on? Yeah. And junk is junk. Yeah. But also, it sounds like you've done a terrible thing at some point. The subtext is, she won't know. She'll definitely fucking notice 9 months later, mate. Hang on, I'm getting really fat after fucking that guy. What's going on? Hang on, let's ask some lady. Madam? Can your vagina tell us whether there's a condom on a penis or not?
Yes.
You think it can? Okay, I'm going to need... Can I get... give me a... I'm going to need a blindfold and a condom. And then I think I've got an idea for the finale of the show. Okay, we're gonna do the Pepsi challenge now. Two guys, could you just close your eyes for a second? Just one second. Just go. Yeah. Okay. All right. So are you the other half? Yeah. Cover your ears. You raw dog it. I'll wear the condom. I'm a gentleman. Oh, we're doing this. Fantastic. This is great. Yeah. This is tremendous. And we'll see. You'll tell if you know which one's... Which this inquiring young man needs to know. All right, fella? Should be able to tell by the size. Mine will be smaller. This guy just went, no Asian jokes, please. You are correct, she will be able to tell because of the size. But not the way you think. Stop it.
What do you buy your suits?
Tom Sweeney. It's pretty straightforward. And now you served. You've chosen to dress as a massive fucking toddler. You really have solved for comfort there, sir. And I'm sure you are very comfortable, but Christ. What are you wearing? What's the store called? Mine's Tom Sweeney is my tailor. What is it? Some sort of pussy repellent? You were having a problem. There was too much. You were worried about drowning in pussy and you thought, what will dry them out? Fucking this outfit. Cargo shorts and a hoodie. Jesus wept. You're a grown man. What's your name, sir? What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, and what do you do, Ryan? Why did you have to look at him to confirm? What are you going to say? I'm a top. And he was going to go, well, you're more versatile. But what? Go on. You're in IT. Well, you've certainly got the physique.
How many Super Bowls has Europe won?
How many Super Bowls has Europe won? Well, we're not in it, are we? We're not in any of your sports. He's leaving in disgust. This guy hasn't won any Super Bowls. Don't get me wrong. I think I know this. This is football. See? A little bit of research. Yeah, well done. Well done. You're doing terrific. What's your name, sir?
Luke.
What's your name?
Luke.
Okay.
I made fun of our Ryder Cup performance by now.
I made fun of your Ryder Cup performance. No, I don't. I actually don't watch golf. I've got no interest in golf. I don't play golf. I'm actually, despite all the jokes, quite happy at home. I've always, and I don't think I'm wrong in this, I view golf as the coward's divorce. I can't face leaving her, maybe if I just go out for 8 hours every Saturday and Sunday. No, I don't care. What do you do, Luke?
A business analyst.
You're a business analyst. Of course, you fucking are. Where would we be without you? Oh. Classic American job, analyzing someone's business. And then what are your recommendations generally? You should be more efficient and make more money, or? Do they ever bring you in and you look through the books and you go, you're doing fine. Just leave it as is.
I run pricing for hospitals.
You do pricing for hospitals? Oh. Luke's doing valuable work, pricing for hospitals. You've really undersold yourself here. You say, I'm a business analyst, I work pricing in hospitals. Really, you decide who lives and who dies. That's what you do. It's a big job. Hey, IT, do some fucking sit-ups. This guy's going to see you coming and fucking up the prices. What's
wrong? Settle a bet for me.
Settle a bet? Well, how much do I owe you? What? I don't understand. Go on, what's...
I keep saying it's an old heckle, but has anybody ever said you look like Quagmire?
I look like Quagmire. A quagmire is a type of swamp. No one's ever said that. Quagmire, the character from Family Guy. Yes, people have said that, but no one has ever said I look like a quagmire. Because you're special. I don't mean like capable of original thought. I mean, you came here on a short bus. Giggity. I can see it. I can see that, yeah, sure.
Business and or place you visited.
What's the worst business I've ever visited? Or place? It's all pretty good, isn't it? I mean, what do you mean? It depends. Well, I don't know. I'm pretty happy with it. I travel around. I do shows. It's very self-selecting, though. I do shows. People that like my sense of humor turn up. We have a fucking great laugh. I mean, obviously, sometimes you do find yourself in Pittsburgh, but... All right. What's your name?
Steelers fan, though.
He's a Steelers fan. Well, imagine how little I fucking care. The Steelers, they call themselves the Steelers. Not the thieves. Or the robbers. Or the grand larcenists. They went with Steelers. Fucking fair play to them. What do you know? You're interested in sports. What's the local sports team here? Well done. Well done, mate. What's your name? So she just said OH and you all went oh! Because you were worried someone might forget. Why would you do that? So the local team in
Ohio State Buckeyes.
What's your
They Ohio State Buckeyes.
Buckeyes? Was that like... Well, they can't be that good, can they? But then they're playing with a disability, really. Catch the ball. I'm fucking trying. If they're Buckeyes, we've got to look behind, past that. Which I imagine they're fucking brilliant at.
What about Brigitte Macron?
What about Brigitte Macron? Do you think she might be a man secretly? Okay. I would say that is a fucking stretch. If you were trying to sell me on he's a gay guy who married a woman to further his political career, I'm listening. She's got a big old dick? No. Rude to answer a question with a question, but where's your neck? It'll be all right. I'm only fucking asking.
He's in IT.
He's in IT. I think we know he's in IT. What do you do, sir?
I'm a respiratory therapist.
You're a respiratory therapist. What are you, the before photo? What's your job? You're an example to others? What?
Breathing treatments to people with asthma or COPD and also help operate the breathing machines.
You operate the breathing machines? And you have a... you went... Fucking hell, all right. So is that in people's homes or in the hospital? In the hospital, so people, you're on the heavy fucking respirators. Hang on. No problem at all, just gonna... You be fucking nice. You're gonna meet him sooner than you fucking think.
I'm gonna get on your workout plan.
Yeah. All my workout plan, it's not even lifting. All you need to do is put things down. The next time you find a Philly cheesesteak there, just fucking put it down. That's your workout done. You do what you fucking like. You've already got the equipment at work to save yourself. Just don't go swimming. Oh. It's a fucking danger to shipping. It'll be all right. Sorry, I don't know what you turned and said to your friend anymore. I didn't know you could call fat people fat. Of course you fucking can. Land of the fucking free we're in. My husband and I are going to be celebrating our 13th anniversary next month. The last time he saw you was in Edinburgh many years ago. Ask him how we met. Thanks, Karen. Karen's husband, where are you?
Yeah.
Well, what happened, my friend? What's the story? What, sorry? You met her in your ex's box. You were both fingering your ex at the same time. Your eyes met and you went, we should get together. So you were playing the computer game and you met a girl and it turned out she's real. What's her name?
And a female.
She's real and a female. It's the incel dream. This is fucking incredible. Well done, you, sir. And have you moved here to be with her?
Yes, sir.
Well done. Well done. I mean, yeah. Everyone's... Everyone's with you, sir. A couple of people weren't with you, but they were going, fucking ICE will take care of that. Don't worry about it. Hey, Jimmy. So we weren't trying, and I've been knocked up with twins. Any advice for us? We have two toddlers at home already. Oh. Who's having the twins? Where are you? You all right? Yeah. Just embrace the chaos, I would say. Yeah. But I also think in life, generally, I think people have got this weird idea of perfection and how things should be. There's a wonderful book about good enough parenting. You'll fucking muddle through, and it'll be glorious. I wish you all the best. Be fun. Great. You fucking legend. Fucking put twins in that. I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure that's just when you absolutely fucking smash it. What's
sorry? What about the guy who worked
for us, quintuplets? Quintuplets?
Five.
He's got... Yes, but I got that. They had five. What, sorry, you're saying a guy at your work?
They had one, and they got pregnant again with five.
They had one, and then they got pregnant again with five. I've got to ask. Puppies? Puppies? Sounds a lot like puppies. What do you even fucking do with that? I guess number them and let them roam free. Five. Five. What's that these days? One of each. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. And if you like me, it's the kind of thing you like. And if you don't like me, then why are you watching this?